We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest, some special guests in the building this morning.
Yes, sir.
We got a brother G Herbo here.
What's up, brother?
And who you got with you, G Herbo?
I got Drench, man.
Drench.
My little cousin.
Drench.
My blood cousin, man.
What's going on?
Feeling good. I'm good, bro.
Well, first of all, happy birthday. You just celebrated.
Happy belated.
Thank you. Appreciate it, broski.
And it's crazy because I thought I listened to Survivor's Remorse.
Yeah, you did.
Then a whole other goddamn album dropped.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, how this thing got through an hour and some change that fast?
Yeah, man. Oh, man, I'm excited, man. I'm just happy to be here, bro. I'm blessed, you know, to be able to put this project out. But it's more than just an album, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel it. Like, I feel the universe and the energy, like, around it. Like, I really feel like it's a moment of triumph for me when I wasn't even trying to celebrate it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went through so much recording this project and just so much in life growing as a man, you know what I'm saying? And this album is a complete reflection, a complete testament of who I am and how I've grown as a man, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I feel it, you know, paying off for me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to just ride the wave of that, you feel what I'm saying? It ain't about music or the internet or numbers or analytics. I'm just trying to ride the wave of feeling good, you know what I'm saying?
You said one part is survival, one part is
remorse.
So it makes me wonder, like, how do you celebrate your wins while still being haunted by, like, that past trauma?
It's hard to do it, you know what I'm saying? Because, and I've always been that type of guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, early, and it's messed up to even feel like that and have to think like that, man. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I started doing music when I was 16 years old, you know what I'm saying? I started making money at 16, he'd tell you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't able to, you know, grow into or just reach my full potential because I'm always worried about what somebody else think or, you know what I'm saying, what somebody else don't have or what I can't provide for somebody else because I always just been a person with a big heart. It's not like that I had to do these things. I always wanted to just look out for everybody around me, and I couldn't. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Survivors of Morrissey is 10 years later. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say, Charlamagne. I never really been able to, like, celebrate my wins for real. And and that's probably why I'm so humble, because I don't live in a moment. I don't live in a certain thing. I don't pat myself on the back. I just try to get better and be like, all right, it's cool. It's cool.
You feel what I'm saying? How you able to do that now, though?
Now I'm able to do it because it's like, now it's like, it ain't even, it's this is what I got to do. Like, now I'm just trying to turn my life into a routine for real. Like, it ain't even just about, because, you know, we'll get lost in it. This shit, it's so much fun doing what we doing. We young, we able to, like, party, do shows, club, do all this stuff every night. But at the end of the day, it's like, it's a routine. I had so much fun last night. I had to get up and be here right now. All right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really, I got to just make sure my life is on point everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It'd be hard to explain, you feel what I'm saying? Because it's like, I can't get excited about none of this, you know, because I know it'll get taken away. I know at the end of the day, I got to be serious about everything I'm doing, you feel me? And it's hard trying to balance that. That's really like, all in all, it's Survivors of Morrissey. I can't even really have fun doing something that's really fun to me. My life, I'm blessed. I'm supposed to be having fun every day, you feel what I'm saying? But I got to balance it. Like, no, it ain't fun, you feel me? Like,
yeah, I was tripping off.
If you get what I'm saying.
Nah, I get it. I was tripping off the song Change because, you know, you talk about, like, your PTSD in regards to, I guess, the gun violence you saw as a youth, but how it still impacts you as an adult, getting your cars bulletproof because you're afraid for your kids. Like, I'm like, Lord have mercy.
Nah, for real. When I first played that song, Tiny was like, whoa. But the reality of it is real. Like, you know, I believe in God. I'm cool. I be feeling like I'm good in a lot of senses. You're like, all right, man, I'm good. By any means, I know I'm going to do whatever necessary for me to get home. And that's making sure I am secure. My, you know what I'm saying? All that. But I think about that type of stuff. Like, and I don't even want to feel like I be having, like, wicked thoughts or dark thoughts and nothing like that. But I really think about when I got my kids, somebody will try to hurt me. Or what if this happened? You feel what I'm saying? And I hate to think like that, but I got to, because that's how I just make sure that everybody's safe.
You also talk about in one of your songs, you know, you're bigger than a lot of artists that have bigger records than you that are supposed to be bigger hits. You have more fans. You have more money. Do you feel like a lot of times people don't necessarily, what's the word I'm looking for, respect you as you should be because of the groundwork that you put in, the fact that you have a huge fan base, you sell out all these concerts, but you don't have a number one record.
Yeah, and it's crazy, bro. And I don't really take it personal, but I know it, you feel what I'm saying? And I know this, it's a popularity contest, you feel what I'm saying? It ain't real. And it's like, that don't mean I don't respect it. I respect the game. I love what I do, you feel? I love the industry, but you gotta understand, I know the industry don't love me back. And that's cool, you feel what I'm saying?
Why do you think that?
I feel like not even the industry don't love me back. I take that back. It's the industry is, you can't take nothing personal. You just got to take the good with the bad, take the punches and thug, because what I mean by the industry don't love me back is, I know this industry will eat me alive. It'll swallow me whole. One bad thing, one mistake, anything I do, just being a human being, I'm not perfect. So me just being myself, growing, I might make one mistake that just people don't like. And you would think it's over with, you would feel like it if you take it personally or you let your emotions or anything get in the way. And that's what, like, what have to do with, like, a hit record. I got fans, so I don't know what's a hit record or not. I'm just saying at the end of the day, the numbers never made me. And I never had to get here off of having a hit record or, you know what I'm saying? I always felt like my lifestyle was bigger than my music for a lot, you know, a lot of times. And that's why I just try to be solid, just stay a solid dude, because at the end of the day, if you just be solid, it don't matter what hiccups come with the game or how long it take you to grow. You feel what I'm saying? I'm 27. It feel like I've been doing this for so long because it's been 10 years, but I was a kid. I ain't do nothing but just turn into a man in front of everybody's eyes. You feel me? So it's like, to me, it went like this, but at the end of the day, it took so long. So that's what I mean by, like, the industry don't love me. You feel what I'm saying? Because I know the world ain't fair, and I'm cool with that.
If it makes you feel better, radio don't know what a hit record is anymore.
They don't. Okay. And that's the beauty of it now, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, and that's, it's perfect. I could just win off of being me, you know? And I learned that, though. Like, I had to grow into that. Like, it's cool. You could just be yourself now, and, like, people gonna rock with you for just being you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took this, I didn't do, what this, my third time doing the Breakfast Club, mm-hmm. third or fourth time, you feel what I'm saying? But every I could see y'all wherever. We could be at the grocery store, and y'all going to stop to be like, I rock with her. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have mm-hmm. a 10-15 minute conversation just wherever we see each other. Y'all don't do that with everybody, you feel what I'm saying?
Definitely not.
I just try to be solid and build my relationship. You know, every time I stop, we give each other hugs, wherever we at, you feel me? It's like,
I don't feel like that with everybody.
You know? And that's what's going to keep you like, that's what's going to give you longevity in this industry. It ain't about the music. It's about just building.
How did you end up at Republic? Because, you know, that's a newer situation for you. So what made you decide to do that deal?
I love Republic. I love Republic. You know, shouts out to everybody at Republic. And for me, it always been about partnerships anyway, you know. And I always felt like Republic was like the top label in the industry anyway, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to like partnerships, I've been independent the whole time. I own everything, you feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And it's, that's the thing. It's like you got to understand with dealing with other companies and other, you know what I'm saying, labels. You gonna have to bend a little bit, you know, and it ain't, it don't have to do with like money or anything like that. It's about, I had to follow their structure. They made me push my album back. I was upset. I ain't gonna lie. I was mad when they made me push my album back. You feel me? But
for what? What's the reason for? What was the reason they tell you to push albums back nowadays?
Because they so they tell me they wanna give me the full, you know what I'm saying, look, where I could just have, I could capitalize off of everything that they could do for me. You know what I'm saying? They like, all right. We gonna put the fuel on it. We gonna do this. We gonna do that. You know. But at the end of the day, me betting on myself, I always feel like these was my plans. This is what I want to do. A, B, C. I want to these when I want to drop. How I want to drop it. These videos. I want to do these media outlets. These platforms. I already have my rollout in my head 2 months before I even drop. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But with having that, and then they tell you, all right, now I'll do it this way. You got to still just swallow it and be like, all right, it's cool. We're going to work together. You feel what I'm saying?
It's strategic.
I don't mind doing that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I like about Republic.
Well, you know, it's strategic. Everything they gonna, is they want the best for you.
I don't mind listening. Might be in your way. That's what it is. You know. And I learned that, like, being mm-hmm. stubborn, working with other people. Like, no, you don't want to do this. And you think somebody not really believing in you. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they really are. You know, and they just want you to listen. And I learned that. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Just having people around me just like, no, I bet you could just rock out a little bit, just, you know, give them a little bit, you feel me?
Nah, but being on the other side, you understand more. You understand, like, there might be traffic. It might be an artist.
It might
like,
be traffic.
We know you can get a number one record.
Exactly.
We know you can hit this. So let's just wait a week where there's no traffic, where there's nobody in your way.
But
where,
being an artist, you'd be mad. Certain days would be special to mm-hmm. you. Like, nah, yeah. you know, it wasn't even about dropping on my birthday. I wanted to drop before my birthday, you feel me? Like, and it's so crazy. I didn't even care about celebrating my birthday. I just wanted my album to be out, you feel me? So I still, you know, I listened to them when they told me to push it back, and it all worked out for me.
Wasn't Juice on Republic?
No, Juice was Interscope.
Oh, Interscope. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Now I was gonna ask you, you know, you got two kids, and I've been seeing your video of your kids beating you up,
three
your son
nine,
punching you
nine,
in your
man.
Face,
and
three all together.
That's right. I was gonna ask, you know, how has that changed you?
I always say like my happiest I'ma ever be is just hanging with my kids. You know what I'm saying? Especially when I got all three of them in the house together, man. It's perfect, you feel what I'm saying? And your son, the only thing, you know, I'm thinking as I'm walking here for real, like, and I knew y'all was gonna ask me something about my kids, and the reason why I go so hard and why it's so important, because the time that I spend away from my kids gotta mean something, man. You feel
That's
what I'm
real,
saying? Like, I'm really sacrificing time away from my kids, not seeing them for this, you feel me? So it gotta mean something, it gotta work. You know, it gotta work for me, it gotta work for them, because that's the foundation that I'm laying, you feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And my kids don't know they daddy G Herbo for real, like he'll sign though, because everybody, you know, we'll be walking or in the airport or something, and people be like, hey, yo, son, hey, you like,
he's a celebrity.
How do you know my name? You know what I'm saying? Like, he five, he mm-hmm. don't really understand. He asks me now, like, daddy, am I famous? You know, and I'll be like, I be wanting to tell him no, but then I'll be like, you feel me? But
then I'll be like, yeah. You told him to put some on your, I'm gonna buy you some more
jewelry.
Yeah.
It's different, man. Like, just having them around other kids and stuff, you know, they treat them like a celebrity. But it's like, I'm saying that to say, like, I want all my kids to have foundation, balance, mm-hmm. you feel me? So it got to mean something. Me moving fast, I'll be on the road so much and worry about money. And you don't even realize you really raising your kids a certain way. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't want my kids to grow up how I grew up, for one, but I don't want them to grow up just like an industry kid or like, you know what I'm saying? I want my kid to grow up regular, man. I want him to just have his innocence. You feel me? That
Absolutely.
Charismatic and freedom to just be them, all my kids, you feel what I'm saying? And that's important. So, and I always used to say that I got to go hard. Well, I could have the freedom to take a year off for real, like a real year to just travel and be with my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always been wanted to be that type of artist to have that, because I feel like I ain't going to be able to raise my kids right if I'm just focused on
Your son's on the album, too. Does he understand that? How did he react when he heard it?
He called me on FaceTime. Look, he called me first. He like, Daddy, it's your birthday? I'm like, yeah, it's my birthday. He said, I didn't miss it. Said no, he said I was so scared I was gonna miss your birthday. It just dropped. Your birthday just dropped. But he talking about the album. Your birthday just came out, and he was he listening to the song. He was listening to fucking me on the TV, and he turned around like it's just crazy that he really understand it. You feel what I'm saying? Like he's seeing and that he a fan of the music. You feel he don't just listen to my music. You feel he just a fan of music and the culture. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta. That's like I noticed that, and that's why I don't whoop my kids. I just let them out how I grew up. That's why I'm so smart in that. I was exposed to so much. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you gotta still expose your kids to things so we could learn. Like, I feel like that's knowledge that my son growing, and I'm just be able to like polish it all up just by talking to him. You know, I'm gonna be honest with all my kids. You feel what I'm saying? And that's how they gonna have that structure, that foundation, because that's how I got it. My parents was just honest with me. Brutally honest.
We saw you in a protective father mode. When was that? When you was out with your child and somebody was being a little too pushy?
Yeah. The crew league joint. I just be trying to like, you know, I'm cool. I'm friendly. You feel what I'm saying? But I would just be trying to like, it ain't really that, you know, because a lot of times people be trying to go viral. And I was stopping it right then because had it been something that would have offended me, it would have went all the way to a whole nother level. So people thought I was joking, but I wasn't mad. And then I was just showing them like, don't play. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
especially when you're with your kids.
Absolutely. You can't even play while I'm with nobody that I care about, you feel, especially my kids. So I just wanted to just let, like, just draw that line right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you talked about wanting to maybe take a year off, if you felt like it, and be able to take a break. But last year, I know you went through a lot. So how was it for you to be able to get back to work, and how did you deal during that time?
It was a lot. I ain't gonna lie. And I went into a real slump, you know what I'm saying? I would say it was depression, but like we were saying the other day, we wouldn't call it depression. We would think that, you know, it's cool. Like, all right, it's just a tough patch in my life. But really being depressed, when my little brother died, I went literally like out of the whole year, I don't even think I had a whole month sober. Like, I'm in total days. Like, I was drinking literally every day. I wake up drinking. I'm drinking, going to work, doing interviews. And it's not like, I ain't never really, besides having fun, ain't nobody never see me at no interview like, oh, Herbert drunk, he had alcoholic, he can't work. I was stugging through it. I just went through it, you feel what I'm saying? And it was hard, it's tough to, you know, go through that and be honest with yourself. I'm knowing every day, like, man, I'm drinking too much, you feel me? You know how that feel to be like, I'm drinking. You feeling like you an alcoholic, but you still drinking, just because you want to be able to get through the day, you feel what I'm saying? And it was tough, you know, and I got discipline at the end of the day, and that's crazy. I got a discipline. I have addictive personality where I can snap out of something so quick and snap in so quick. You feel what I'm saying? When I want to do something, it's cool. Can't nobody tell me that. My girl, my mama, everybody. I'm like, I'm just drinking. You feel what I'm saying? Because I was depressed, and I felt like I had to go through it a certain way on my own. You feel me? Even though I got everybody around me trying to help me and push me through this, you know how I go when you're stubborn. You feel what I'm saying? And can't nobody. I don't have to listen to nobody, you feel me? I got my own money, my own career, my own cars. I'm just doing what I want to do, but at the end of the day, it's taking away so much, you feel me? Like, when my daughter was, and we joke about it now, when my daughter was born, bro, I was drunk in the delivery room, sleep drunk, because I'm excited, I'm nervous, but it's just life going at me. So I really went into a real depression when my little brother got killed, you feel me?
Like, how'd you get out of it, though?
Like,
I'm still in it, probably.
Yeah, I'm still in it. But like I said, I just snap out because I know I'm like, man, I can't keep drinking like this. You feel what I'm saying? I just got to snap out of it, you know? And it's crazy. As soon as my daughter was born, I started to get a little more discipline. You feel what I'm saying? Just a little more. And that's all you need, just a little more to just be better tomorrow than you was. You feel what I'm saying? The day before. I'm still battling with it for sure. You know what I'm saying? But I'm cool. You feel me?
You had two sons first, and so how is having a daughter different now?
It's so different, like, and I be saying, I be joking a lot. It's like, I feel like I'm scared of my daughter. She only 4 months.
I got four of them, so it's only gonna get worse.
Yeah, it's like, as soon as I had her, it was just everything about her so delicate. You know, you afraid. With my sons, I just, it's cool. I'm afraid to hold her a certain way. As soon as she started crying, I'm scared, like, huh, fix it. Like, I just don't want her to cry. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy. That just know, like, that's how I know our relationship gonna be. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, having kids, they personality, like, develop instantly. Mm-hmm. I already know how my kids gonna act right now. You feel what I'm saying? So, with her having a daughter, it's like, I just want to do whatever she need. You feel me? Like, whatever she want me to do, I'm going to do it, you know? And I could just tell just by the relationship that we got already. She's sassy. Like, she worse than her mama. You feel what I'm saying? Like, she's super sassy.
She'll control you.
She going to control me.
That's right.
I can't wait. I just want to do whatever she tells me to do.
Why was it important for you to, like, start showing the world your scars and your trauma?
You know, it was important for me because I felt like I was helping other people that's like me, you know what I'm saying? And that's like, that's a fault too, you know, that's one of my flaws, because I actually want people to think like me, you feel what I'm saying? Like, people don't really, like, say for instance, I was an OG, where I come from. Well, nobody be really giving me the sauce and pouring all the knowledge and everything that they have into me for me to be better than them. I really want everybody around me to be better. Sometimes they think I'm tweaking, like, you preaching to me, you want me to do this, or, you know, sometimes you don't even want to open up and tell people because it hurts you. Like, I'm trying to give you the game. I'm trying to give you the sauce. You feel me? Like, that's something that's always been important to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I be trying to get into the groove of just, like, being regular. You feel me? Like, and I don't know how to, like, not be myself. You feel me? Like, that's the thing with being an artist, being a rapper. They think that we perfect for real. Like, we supposed to, like, oh yeah, her supposed to pop out every day and be this way. He supposed to have 100 niggas with him. He supposed to have all his jewelry on. He supposed to have this. He supposed to be this. You know what I'm saying? Music, I'm just trying to be myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really go in the studio and be like, I need to make a song to make me turn up, or I need to look good for my fans, or, you know, I'm just trying to just get through the day for real. You feel what I'm saying? And that's why it's easy for me to just open up and be vulnerable with my music. Sometimes I don't even be wanting to, you feel me? Because I don't take nothing personal. People take it personal. Like, sometimes my music, I might be talking about something that I went through with my mom. My mom ain't finna get offended that I said something, you know what I'm saying? Like, other people might get offended about something you're saying, but at the end of the day, it's a form of therapy for me. Right. I go to the studio and sometimes I know the song ain't even finna come out, but I just wanna get it off my chest, you feel me? Like, I just be wanting to say certain things, you know, and I know, With me doing that, people who look up to me, like, all right, they get it. You feel what I'm saying? They get it. Like, all right, Herb, he going through this, or he talking about this way. And, like, we was just at the Mental Health
Expo. Yeah.
And Anthony Hamilton said, like, everybody don't got the same story, but we relate in a lot of ways. We go through the same things. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I be trying to do it, because I know if I just let it all out there, it's gonna help somebody in some type of way, because somebody gonna relate to it. You feel me? It ain't even about me, bro. I promise. I don't be trying to make music to make nobody look at me or think about me a certain way. I just be trying to get it out to not only help myself, because it helped me, bro. I promise. Like, after I drop my album, and I ain't even want to say this, you feel what I'm saying? But it's just like, it's different. I didn't put so much into it, but when the first ASAD dropped, it was just me and Nick in the studio, me and my engineer. And I cried tears, because it ain't about the music. It's like, no, I really, here I did something. You feel what I'm saying? I completed something that I was trying to complete while I was going through a lot of stuff. You feel me? Like, that's what was important to me. And that's why I'm going to talk about it through my music, because I want people to know, like, I'm human, bro.
And you should, man. You know, it's so interesting. It's like, you know, you were at the Mental Wealth Expo this weekend. I thank you for, you know, pulling up, because when you see those young people in the audience, it's one thing to hear me talking about things or hear all of those, like, you know, psychiatrists and therapists talking about things. But when they see G Herbo, 20-something years old, successful rapper, just bearing it all and letting people know, like, yo, you go through things too, that makes them want to get on their healing journey super early.
Yeah, make you want to turn up.
That's like, right.
Man, I can't be sitting in here just depressed, drowning in my thoughts, you feel what I'm saying? Because
or smoking it away, drinking it away.
Smoking it away, you feel me? Because it's easy to do that, but at the end of the day, it's even better when you just, like, you take that in. Turn in fuel and get on your grind and make you, like, appreciate the pain and make you appreciate the journey and what you've been through. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'll be wanting to do it.
And you have the nonprofit too, right?
Yeah, Swerving Through Stress. Swerving.
All right, so what's going on with that? Swerving Through Stress. Because I know that's important to you.
Yeah, super important. Swerving Through Stress. I partner with my homie McKinley, Project Swish, back in Chicago, where, you know, it's Project Swish started with my homie, he is like basketball. He in the trenches, like the in the city, the dangerous neighborhoods. He got real basketball programs where kids able to go like tournaments, like whatever. You feel like he's so turned with it. Obama just called his phone, like it's whole different. But I'm saying that to say, like, I partner with bro, Swerving Through Stress. For me, it started, it was supposed to be like a mental health hotline, you know. We just started to get a number to like 100 kids 150 kids, but when we launched it, it probably was like what, like 5-10,000 people signed up for it instantly. So I knew like, all right, it's for real, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And we got the facility, we own the facility back at home, and we about to really have like therapists there like 5 days a week, you feel what I'm saying? Like arts, engineering, videography, trade. Swerving Through Stress is being able to navigate, you know what I'm saying, through life, and we giving you the tools to be able to do that, you feel what I'm saying? Because we're not saying it's gonna be easy. Life is gonna be hard, it's gonna be tough, but at least we gonna give you the resources to be able to, you know what I'm saying, take it and build something from it, you feel what I'm saying? It's hard when you going through stuff and you don't have no opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, when it's tough when you in the streets, you don't got no food, no family, no nothing, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's hard when you have that and then you have nothing to look forward to. We gonna give y'all something to look forward to, you feel me? And all I'm gonna do my all to bring resources back, you know what I'm saying, to Chicago, you feel me? And
how early on did you arrive at the place where you wanted to start your healing process?
Probably like, I think I really started for real probably around like when my son was first born, when your son was born, like 2018. Mm. I was going through something while I was fighting a case in Chicago, you know. And that was like COVID for me for real. When I was fighting that gun case in Chicago, I couldn't move, I couldn't travel, I ain't do no shows for a year, like nothing. And behind the scenes, it was real, real stressful. Ain't nobody really know nothing that I was going through, like right before COVID hit. As soon as I beat the case and I was able to travel, I probably was able to do shows for like 2 or 3 months and COVID hit. And it was like, really, I then did like 2 years without mm-hmm. nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
It was fucking your money up?
Yeah, a lot. Cool. I was so much money. Hell yeah.
And
I
paying
was,
for lawyers.
Man, I was paying for everything. I'm still, my lifestyle didn't downgrade. It was just, I just wasn't making a lot of money. You feel me?
Did you have good savings or something? Like, how was
yeah,
you?
Okay, yeah, okay. I was definitely saving my money. I was still making, and that's the credit residual. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I always been making money, but I wasn't making show money. I wasn't making ancillary money, but mm-hmm. I was always making residual money. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it was still tough because I still got to pay employees. I got to still pay my bills. You feel mm-hmm. me? I still got to pay security, be safe. I'm still doing all the things necessary to remain G Herbo while I'm under behind the scenes. I'm going through so much. My fans ain't know I couldn't do no shows. My fans ain't know I couldn't see them. Nothing. I didn't do a show for it. Yeah, I couldn't leave Chicago. I was stressed out. You know how that is? Me being G Herbo stuck in Chicago for a year, that was stressful, bro.
And you probably got people around you like, man, we about to go rob,
man,
what's
that
up?
That shit was like a dark cloud over mm-hmm. me, bro. I didn't want to be there at all, but I had to, you feel what I'm saying? And I went through it, though. It was cool, you feel? Like, me and my girl was at the worst. Like, I was so mad, I was depressed. I couldn't do nothing but just be stuck in Chicago, you feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And that was tough, but I'm saying that to say, and I'm glad people could hear me saying that, because it's always light at the end of the tunnel, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And being an art, you would just get, it'll make you mad at going to a slump, like, you feel me? A lot of people can't really survive going through a whole year not seeing your fans doing no shows or dropping no music. I wasn't dropping music either.
Really, 2 years now, you break it down like that? Because you said COVID was right after
COVID
that.
COVID hit right after, you feel what I'm saying? And that just, it really just built character. My discipline was on a whole nother level after that. And I knew, like, I could just lock in, like, whenever I really want to lock in and do something. That's why it's easy for me to, like, I ain't even gonna say easy. It's just, I'm able to stop drinking when I want, stop smoking, you feel what I'm saying? Even when I go into these slumps and, you know, just be mentally in my thoughts, I could snap out of it right there.
Was you, like, able to record, though, during all that time?
That's all I was doing was recording. That's all I was doing was recording music, and I just came up with
so
many songs.
That's why we got
so
much music now.
Yeah, that's all I was doing was recording music that whole time. Literally, some of them songs I recorded then, like, still songs that I'm putting out to this day, for real.
You think that people don't respect the Chicago music scene the way that they should? You know, I was just at that Chella's birthday party, my girl Chella, yeah. And I seen Sasha Gohar was there, Katie Got Bands,
yeah,
you know, you was there. Yeah. But you guys have a lot of great artists, but Charlamagne, you guys gonna have this discussion about the whole Chief Keef thing that went viral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what are your thoughts on that? You think people aren't giving you guys the credit?
And you know what? It's about accountability too. I'm not even gonna say people not giving us the credit. we're not really like laying our mark the way we're supposed to. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just saying that because I feel like we just need to unify more. Like, Chicago, that's what we need, unity. You feel me? And that's what make other cities stick out. You know, like even New York. New York probably not like people. They say like New York not really unified when it comes, but it is. You feel me? Like you could really see 5-10 artists from New York on stage together, in a studio together. You probably a him on one song. You're not really gonna hear that in Chicago. You feel what I'm saying? Men or women, you know? And I ain't even gonna say that we don't get the respect because people see it. They just waiting on us to go crazy. Like Katie got a song with Nicki Minaj right now. You feel me? We always had the respect that we deserve, but we just gotta like own it. You feel what I'm saying? And I think that's what we missing. You know, we just get too caught up in ourselves from Chicago. You feel me? Like, that's what we need, the unity. If we just own it and swag up, like even me personally, like I feel like I'm my best artist when I'm confident, you know, but that I gotta be not going, when I'm going through stuff personally, it's hard for me to just think about being a rapper, you feel me? Cause I'm really going through stuff, you know, and I ain't trying to like smile through it a lot of times, you feel me? Or just be like, being an artist, you gotta be confident, you gotta be cocky, but it's hard to be cocky and confident when you really going through something personally where you don't want to. Like, I can't fly. I ain't never not had money or not had things to be confident and cocky, but that's just not my character. That's just not me. You feel what I'm saying? So I gotta snap into something mentally to even be a rapper or feel like a rapper. You feel what I'm saying? And that just come from trauma. And I feel like a lot of people from Chicago go through that. Men, women, you feel me? So I think that's what we missing, you know? And
I feel like Chicago's always gotten their credit music-wise, though. I've never looked at Chicago.
We always got our credit. Like, Reese always got his, he had Drake record, Rick Ross record, Dirt, all, everybody
Kanye
always
West.
Had, yay, like everybody.
Common,
always,
Crucial
like,
Conflict.
I don't like, you feel what I'm saying? Like everybody from our generation to the generation before, we always got our flowers in Chicago, you know? I just feel like we never really capitalized off of it because we not together. We need to really get united, you feel me? Like,
how did something like that happen?
I don't know. I really don't know, man. What you think, JB? You got to tell me, man. You be spending that knowledge when you say stuff like that.
Come on, JB.
I don't know. I think what we really need to unify is OGs. Yeah, we need the OGs.
I think we need better execs. You know, I think
exactly.
A lot of times these kids go on their own and they hard because of the trauma. It's hard for them to trust. You know, so it's like I've been around Herb, Mick and I since he's been 15 and around all the guys since they've been 15. So I've seen them grow. But I think the difference in what Herb has is that he has execs that have been around the business that can help him, that can coach him and let him see what he needs to actually see in order for him to grow. And I think that as we continue to do that with all these kids and more execs come along, I think that you'll begin to see how we can grow as a community in the business. I mean, we're extremely successful as an independent label. We've done deals that nobody has done, you know, in these buildings, and we'll continue to do that. But it's how do we continue to share and spread the knowledge for these kids to grow. So I think that as the executives get better and we learn better, then we can lead better and, you know, take these kids to the next level. So
I believe that.
That's what I think, you know.
And with, like, to chime in on what he's saying, with, like, execs or just building bosses under you, you feel what I'm saying? Like, turning us into execs and bosses because it's hard, like, with trust, it's hard to trust each other. It's hard to unify. Like, say, for example, if we want to put a tour together with all the artists, the first thing we're gonna say is, where the money going? Who, you know what I'm saying? We gotta learn how to already protect ourselves financially, you feel what I'm saying? In the business and everything, so we could really unify and get the money together. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no big as a little user. Ain't nobody thinking about how we gonna get money together because we gonna get money together and it's gonna make sense, you feel me? Like, it gotta be that simple.
And that's your cousin, but that's your artist too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, I mean, and the last time I saw that from Chicago was when Dirk was up here with Vaughn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just Vaughn sitting in on the interview, like people was like, oh, shoot, that's Vaughn. They were happy to see that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For sure. And especially in the city, it's a win, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Because people know where we come from, you know what it takes to be able to be here, myself personally, and for me. Like, people don't know his story. He was just arrested. He was fighting 4 homicides. He was fighting a quadruple homicide. He was in the county for 3 years. He didn't even think he'd be here right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, but we kept faith. We believe in God. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I knew, me personally, I promise, like, I always, you know how you just feel from the day he got arrested? I'm like, man, he going to be back. You know, he going to be right here with me, and we going to really do this the right way. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's important to me, you feel me? That's what I'm trying to show the world, you know? Like, you don't know what a person's story is, or, you know, you just got to always believe that throughout your journey, you're going to be successful and you're going to fulfill your destiny. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the stuff I be trying to, like, tap into, and that's what I be wanting to preach, because the music is easy. The more I mature and I become the best version of myself, music, I'm going to be able to do that with my eyes closed. I'm going to be able to wrap circles around whoever, as long as I'm the best version of myself, though.
Now, let's have the Chief Keef combo, because I think what people got misconstrued. I never said Chief Keef wasn't influential.
Yeah.
I said that the foremost...
I know exactly what you said, though.
Yeah, I said the foremost influential rappers of all time is Pac, Jay, Wayne, and Kanye. Yeah. And then Nyla was like, well, you got to put Chief Keef in there. And I was like, well, I wouldn't put Chief Keef in that fall, because Chief Keef influenced the sound in a region.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying he's not influential. I just don't think he's one of the foremost influential rappers of all time.
Yeah. No, see, look, and we both got confused with that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And that's what I meant when I was saying it. It's a sound. He influenced a sound in a generation of kids that it even like, and even though Sosa is a global superstar, but even if he wasn't, just what he did and how he touched so many people and turned them into global superstars, that's what I meant. Like, you, his influence is crazy.
You know,
like,
he's never done an overseas show?
Never.
That's because crazy. I don't think he can leave or something. Yeah.
I don't. Sosa ain't performed in Chicago in like 8 years. He could sell out 2 United Centers right now. I know he will. If he came back to Chicago, it'll be crazy. Like, people got to understand, he that big with still, like, everything. Like, I'm saying, hiccups, the stuff that you go through behind the scenes, and you just make it look good. You feel what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us not really able to reach our full potential because we go through so much. You know what I'm saying? And I can't tell you personally what he going through or what he may went through, why he not able to go tour out the country. You know what I'm saying? I can't go tour out the country right now. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that to say, you don't know what nobody going through behind the scenes, and you just trying to, like, be the best version of yourself. But I ain't gonna lie, I respect you, bro. You always been just solid. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to recognize solid people that just, like, gonna speak their mind, you know? And it start a conversation, it start controversy, because it make you think. Solid people gonna say stuff that make other people think. You feel what I'm saying? And, like, we need it.
But you see how, you see it generationally, though. You see how clearly he influenced the whole generation. Because you had a whole generation being like, no, that's our guy.
What?
You
know everybody. What I mean?
Shit was trending for 3 days.
It broke the internet, bro. Sosa made everybody get dreads. He made everybody rock True Religion. Like, it was different. He had, like, a different, he had that Kanye effect on our generation, for real.
But Wayne will say he caused the whole generation to get dressed.
And he will.
And 2 Chainz will say, I caused the whole generation to start wearing True Religion. Yeah. Or Jim Jones, you know what I mean?
But I seen it, though. I ain't gonna lie, Wayne did do that. Like, he started making street dudes. I seen, like, real street dudes start getting, like, lip pierced when Wayne did that in Chicago. I know that was unheard of. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a relationship with Wayne? I know he's your favorite.
Yeah, he my favorite, like, all the time, for real. But
that's why I say he's one of the foremost influential.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I hollered at him a few times. I be hollering at him, like, you know what I'm saying, yeah, now and then. But I really just, I got to connect for real with him.
Though. Yeah, are we close to getting something?
I really got to get with him for real. Like, that's when I'm going to feel like I made it, when I get that. No lie, I ain't going to lie. When I get a song with Wayne, just me and Wayne in the studio working, I'm going to really feel like it's that.
Speaking of another Chicago artist that has inspired a whole generation, Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
How hard was it to write Letter to Juice WRLD?
Again, I was one of them days just in the studio drinking. When I'm vulnerable and I open up, I gotta be by myself for real. Like, especially when I'm talking about real stuff. Like, I it just be like me and my engineer, and you know, it was like late and the song came on, and I just started to think about it. I'm like, man, I'm finna just make this song about Juice and see if I could do it, you know? Sometimes I challenge myself. It was like, I wanted to do auto-tune. You know, I was just in my thoughts for real. Like, that's why at the end, I just started talking. Like, I really felt like I was talking to him for real, you know what I'm saying? Juice, that's like, it be still like, it don't really hit home all the time. Like, trying to just, you know, face the reality of him not really being alive. That's one person I feel like I really been in denial about him being dead since, you know what I'm saying, since it happened. It'd be hard, you feel me, like, to acknowledge, especially when you got to see his face all the time, you got to hear his music, you know what I'm saying? It'd be hard to really, like, acknowledge it, you know what I'm saying? So I guess me making that song was just, like, trying to holler at him, you feel what I'm saying?
You said, I miss your soul, made my heart cold, but now I'm hot at you.
Yeah.
Like, describe those range of emotions.
Man, it made me mad, bro, like, for real. Like, that's somebody that I couldn't fathom him not being here, you know what I'm saying? Like, him not... His journey, it was so the upscale was just so big for him. It just, it ain't even about music, just him being a real pure, that was a real pure soul for real, mm-hmm. bro, like a real good dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't supposed to lose nobody like him, you feel what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, the world really needed little bro, you know, and that's what I meant by that, like, really, he know, for, like, we used to have the conversation right now, he know I'm real mad about, you know what I'm saying, about that.
What do you think, just the way it happened? Or?
Yeah, the way it happened, just him not being here, you feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And or like, what I mean is fighting his demons alone. He ain't have to do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. and we would think, you know, like I said, we artists, we on the road, we having fun, we making money. You would think getting high like it's normal, you know? Mm-hmm. People, we be smiling, we go through, so we smiling, still laughing, acting regular. Getting high, you would think somebody getting high because they just want to get high. Nigga really getting high because he really like hurt, you know what I'm saying? Like really going through something where he needed, you feel me? Like, you ain't, a lot of people ain't never really been to the point. Some people like get high to just be cool. Some people really need it for real. Like, mm-hmm. it's, and I be saying it a lot, like to myself, you don't know, it's a person who going through something, it's gonna be the toughest when they in a room by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool for me to smile and hang out with y'all while I'm here, we chilling, you know what I'm saying? But when I'm in a room by myself, that's when I'm in my thoughts, you mm-hmm. feel me? So I feel like that's a dangerous type of person, a dangerous person to be, to take on so much, and when they get by themselves in the room in their thoughts, that's when you know like who a person is for real, mm-hmm. you feel what I'm saying? And that's what I mean, like he ain't have to be that person, you feel me? He had too many people around him that loved him well, you know? And I just want to open up and say that because I know now, like I ain't going through nothing by myself, you feel me? It's mm-hmm. just, it is what it is. I don't care, people could look at me crazy or whatever, like I'm just gonna open up about what I'm going through because I can't go through nothing. I it's too many people that depend on me mm-hmm. for me to feel like I'm alone, you feel me? Like mm-hmm. I'm gonna build the support around me before I feel like I'm alone.
Yeah, I saw you say that in Complex, you talked about your depression and you say you don't even know the support that you have until you open up and say something. But I'm like, damn, Juice WRLD was super open in his music. Like yeah. you could listen to Juice's music and he was telling you he was going through things. So like nobody reached out or like
I mean, yeah, I used to talk to Lil Bro all the time about like, and it'd be like, even like not too personal, like the smallest thing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going through with their girl or wanting to have a conversation with their mom or their friend or anybody, you know, mm-hmm. just the pressure of having so many people around you all the time, you feel me? Like those be the little things that really drive people off the ledge. Mm-hmm. It don't even really be like the super, super deep shit. It's every day that you're not really able to open up and say what it is, because the people around you, you're supposed to be able to open up to them too. If I'm mm-hmm. around you every single day, you feel me? Like I'm supposed to be able to talk to you, you know, like entourage, whatever, you my homie, like you supposed to be on what I'm on, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like as artists, we like ignore that, you feel me? Like, and then we be thinking like, all right, it's cool, we just getting high, we having fun, and it just pick up, like it take a toll on you, bro, like you feel what I'm saying? I could just be moving on the go, on the run so much, and then just me being tired, you know what I'm saying? They could faint, pass out, anything, mm-hmm. just not saying I'm tired, you feel me? Like, we need to be able to say, sometimes like as an artist, you don't even want to say you tired.
Word
you
up.
I'm tired, man.
Word up.
I need to go to sleep for a whole day. You feel me? Like, we need that. Everybody around got to know, like, I'm on what he on and he on what I'm on. Period.
Absolutely. My man David McCullough, he said at the Mental Wealth Expo Saturday, he said, how many of y'all wake up and don't feel rested? I'm like, damn.
No,
I never even thought about it. Like, yo, you wake up and don't even, you still don't feel rested.
That's crazy.
Because you can't even turn your mind on.
It get like that, bro. And then it's like, especially people like us, because we gotta, like, it ain't like we going to work a regular 9 to 5. Like, mm-hmm. we gotta be charismatic, we gotta hold conversations mm-hmm. with people all the time, you know what I'm saying? And you don't know where a lot of our minds be other places, and we gotta snap into just being able to have a regular conversation with people, you feel what I'm saying? So you gotta really like salute the people who just out here functioning, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, it'd be the small, I just respect people who able to get through the day, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, successfully. Feel me? Like, tilt your head off to those people.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let's get into a joint off the album. What you want to hear?
What I want to hear, man. I want to hear Paid with Essence, man. That's okay. One of my favorites on the A-side.
Well, the album is out today. Paid, make Survivors sure you get it.
A-side, B-side, Survivors of Morris out now, man. It's G Herbo.
Yes, sir.
It's G Herbo.
Let's get it.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Thank you. From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.